Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. My name is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This weekend, we celebrate the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And before we begin with our weekend readings, let's go through our checklist, my friends. Number one, do you have time for God? Check. Do you have a heart that's full for God? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. And are you now free of distractions? Check. And if you've answered yes to the four questions, my friends, then we are ready to engage in the Word of God. Let's go to our first reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 10 through 14. Moses said to the people, "If only you would heed the voice of the Lord your God and keep his commandments and statutes that are written in the book of the law, when you return to the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. For this command that I enjoin on you today is not too mysterious and remote for you. It is not up in the sky that you should say, 'Who will go up in the sky and get it for us and tell us of it that we may carry it out?' Nor is it across the sea that you should say, 'Who will cross the sea to get it for us and tell us of it, that we may carry it out?' No, it is something very near to you, already in your mouth and in your hearts. You have only to carry it out." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in our first reading today, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Moses tells us in the book of Deuteronomy about the need to keep the commandments and the statutes that have been given to us by our Father in heaven. And he says, if only you would heed the voice of the Lord your God and keep his commandments and statutes that are written in the book of the law. And this is the challenge for all of us. In the history of the world, my friends, the challenge is for human beings to keep the commandments. And truly, the greater the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ, the more disciplined we are, the more in love with Jesus Christ that we are, the more we want to please him and please our Father in heaven, the more apt we are to follow the commandments, which is all about what God says to do and what he says not to do. And Moses says, this command is something very near to you, already in your mouth and in your heart. You have only to carry it out. So I pose the question to you and I, my friends, today. Are you and I living within the laws of God? Are we heeding God's word or are we breaking his commandments? The commandments, once again, as we look at them in the WINGS program, our inmate reentry program, are broken down into what God says to do and what he says not to do. The Ten Commandments. But what he says to do and not to do is so important. And they're basically, you know, instructions for living a good life, to living sin-free, to having more joy and more peace and a closer relationship, a reverent relationship with our Father in heaven, with our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, objectively speaking, are we living within the laws of God? Or are we in the not-to-do zone, outside of the grace of God, outside of that umbrella, isolated from God because of sin? How are we living our lives, my friends? Only you and I truly know that. And God is looking down and watching. He hears every word, sees every action. He knows whether or not we are breaking the commandments. If we are hypocrites, proclaiming the right way to go in the gospel of Jesus Christ and privately going against what God says to do and living within the not-to-do zone. And I want to use the analogy of vehicle, driving a car, because there are state laws which are very apparent to all of us when we get our driver's licenses. So I pose the question to you with regard to driving. Have you had any speeding tickets? Are you running too fast, breaking the speed limit? Have you gotten any parking tickets? Any reckless driving tickets? Any DUIs, driving under the influence or while intoxicated? Have you been the victim of a suspended license or revoked license? Many years ago, I went into Burlington County Prison to have a gentleman sign off some maintenance logbooks for an aircraft, and this gentleman had an alcohol problem, and he had received a DUI on a revoked license, well outside the law. And so today we use this analogy, talking about driving, breaking the law, which has consequences for speeding tickets, parking tickets, reckless driving, DUIs, suspended licenses, revoked licenses. Think about it, my friends. The main topic of our first reading from the book of Deuteronomy, given to us by Moses himself, who received the Ten Commandments from God our Father on Mount Sinai, is focused on the laws that God gave us, not the state. We're not talking about driving. We're talking about God's laws, things that are important to our Father in heaven. Things like keeping holy the Sabbath day, loving God with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. Not committing adultery, not stealing, not killing, not slandering other people. All kinds of things God has given us to live a good life and to remain within the grace of God under that beautiful umbrella, which sometimes is very elusive if we get separated from God, if we go astray, go our own way, make our own decisions independent of the Word of God, the rock on which all decisions should be made. And it's powerful. So once again, my friends, I put this out there to you today from the Old Testament because God wants us to align ourselves completely with Him and to teach our children and grandchildren to do the same. How are you and I doing at this moment in time? Think about it, take action, and let's get closer to the Lord by following the commandments that our Father in heaven has given us. Let's go to our second reading. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 20. Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, and visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions, or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he himself might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things for him, making peace by the blood of his cross, through him, whether those on earth or those in heaven. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in our second reading today, from the mouth of St. Paul to the Colossians, St. Paul gives us the crux of our Lord Jesus Christ as the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creations. So I pose the question to you and I, my friends, who is Jesus to you? What does he mean to you? Do you know him? How well do you know him? Is your relationship where you want it to be today? Is it lacking in any way? Is there room for growth? Are you and I regressing, stagnating, or are we growing? Relationships, my friends, take work. And I'll just tell you that in the Wings program, we talk heavily about relationships with God, your family, including wives and husbands, children, parents, neighbors, good friends, and each of these relationships requires quality time. And so does our relationship with Jesus Christ. How can we get to know the Lord if we don't give him any time? Any time for today or tomorrow, this week, this month, this year? How much time are you and I allocating towards building a strong relationship with God? How much time, my friends? Today, you and I have a decision to make. Is Jesus number one in our lives? Or is he last, only an obligation? If we look at our calendars, how much time do we actually allocate towards Jesus, doing what he says to do and avoiding what he says not to do? Do we share the Word of God with other people and reinforce that relationship with him? He says to love your neighbor as yourself. Are we following through with that? Or do we avoid our neighbors and only see them when we need something? Loving your neighbor as yourself, putting your faith into action, is so important. The second greatest commandment is to love one another. God calls us to love other people, to put our faith into action, and to lead by example, to live it out, and to not just voice our opinions, but to back it up with our actions each and every day. And not to be just a hearer of the word only, but to become a doer of the word and put our faith into action. God calls us to do it. So you and I have a decision to make on how we want to proceed from today on, my friends. This weekend on, are we going to give God more time and continue to grow in love with Him, in service towards other people? Or are we going to maintain the status quo? Is there room for growth? Be objective. If you need more, you want more out of life, it all starts with the Lord. He will give us that living water, that, you know, the breath of life that He gives us is so powerful. How can we give Him less than quality time, day in and day out? He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the breath of life. Though He is the Word of God, true love. So when we bring Jesus to other people, we're bringing the love of God to those people, and it's powerful. But we have a decision to make, my friends, and the Lord says, knock and the door shall be opened for you. Seek and you will find. Ask and you will receive. The Lord doesn't force Himself on anyone. He wants us to be part of His whole life and eternal life. He wants us to be one with Him. But it's up to us to allocate time for God, to open our hearts to God, to open our Bibles, and to get familiar with and acquainted with the Word of God from the Old Testament to the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that talks about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He wants us to be familiar with the books written by St. Paul, coming from our second reading today to the Colossians. St. Paul, who wrote 13 books of the Bible, gives us tremendous guidance, direction, and instruction from experience through conversion of heart, conversion of mind, going from a persecutor of the church to a reverent follower and disciple of Jesus Christ, serving the Lord out of love for God. And that's the zone we want to be in, my friends. So if you and I have work to do, we have a decision to make. Now is the time to get started. And the Lord says, no one comes to the Father except through me. He wants us to be home with the Father. And in our second reading, St. Paul truly describes Christ as the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. And the Lord wants us to be with him and his Father in eternal life. It's up to you and I, my friends, to follow his guidance and direction put forth in the commandments and through the word from St. Paul today. Let's go to our gospel reading now. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. And here it is. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of Luke today, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are told a great story about caring for someone we don't even know and loving our neighbor as ourself. And when asked about how and what must I do to inherit eternal life, Jesus answers, "You have to do what is written in the law. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your being, all your strength, all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Do this and you shall live." The question of who is my neighbor is important, my friends, because truly, in the eyes of God, everyone is a neighbor to us. And God wants us to open our hearts and truly to close our eyes to the judgments that are often put forth to other people about what kind of clothes they wear, where they live, what kind of car they drive, what kind of home they live in, all kinds of character judgments are made day in and day out. But God calls us to love our neighbors as ourselves. regardless of these other judgments that come to mind, God calls us to rise to the occasion, to be the best human beings that you and I can be by loving other people, doing whatever needs to be done, and to be good Christians, followers of Christ in daily life. And it all starts from within, my friends. When we have that close personal relationship with God, we want to serve Him, and we serve other people, and that's the way we serve God. And we never know who it is that we'll be serving tomorrow. God loves to surprise us and challenge us. Like the priest who happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. And like the Levite who came to the place, but when he saw him, he passed on the opposite side as well. We too will have that decision to make, to either help out of love for God or to walk across the street and avoid the situation. If you recall a time in your life, my friends, when you were in one of those two places, think about it. How did you feel after you offered help to someone in need? How did it make you feel? God always, you know, appreciates the help. He says, whatever you do for the least of your brothers, you've done it for me. And whatever you did not do for the least of your brothers, you didn't do it for me. So it's important. And today, my friends, I challenge you to truly step up to the plate and to give it your all, to take it up to a new level, a higher standard of service out of love for God, to do something unique, something you haven't done before, to go where no man has gone before, possibly, to do something you feel called to do from within, out of the love for God. Now is the time that you and I, my friends, need to take action in upholding the commandments of God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, and in service to other people who are our neighbors, to do whatever we can to be a good neighbor and to make a difference in this world that we live in. That's our show for today, my friends. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be with you here at Holy Spirit Radio. We'll see you next time here at Clear for Takeoff. God bless you. Have a great day and a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.